Big eclipse. Gold. Parky. Let's go. Trademark. Blood. Yeah. I don't trust a politician, think they're full of shit. Fall over at the faintest breeze, never stood for shit. They never coming through the ends, their shit's not hood equipped. Concocting speech just like a wizard, yeah, they're full of tricks. They pull a quick one on the masses, wear their favourite mask. And any issues that you raise created in the past. They say one thing before elections and then change it fast. They never have original ideas that were made to last. They're snakes like Big Smoke in San Andreas. Funny how the ones that sniff big coke or ran affairs of the country, they spending on wars while people go hungry. And a soldier that returned from that war became a junkie. They don't give a fuck about you, they give a fuck about them. They'll make your neighbor doubt you when you guys were just friends. And so I don't pretend to like a politician. I don't vote because it's all smoke and mirrors and contradictions. Bigger clips.
I wrote We Need Weed 2 years before the coalition. You've probably never heard it. If you did, would you have listened? People marching for their freedom and I'm with it. But in the prism of reality, that's only asking for permission. Would the kidnapper just let you go from your convincing? If you asked the prison guards, would they just let you out of prison? I ain't promoting violence, cause that never worked. Using force has only got innocent people hurt and the heroes murked. It's like there's no way out, you want a guiding light. You'll get the insight when you unveil how the funding works. The politicians tricking, actually soliciting, because they're funded by the private Federal Reserve. That isn't federal, it's just a group of bankers that lobby the politician with money. That's really all imagined. You wonder how they fund the wars and choose who's poor, when if they're short of money then they just print some more. You thinking it's beyond imagination, just follow the money to understand inflation. Maybe you view me as some kind of mental patient. They said the same about Bob, it's just emancipation. Go.
They smile in your face while they stab you in the wallet. A large percentage of them all went to the same college or university. Certainly they're not eating porridge in prison for the crimes they're committing. We do the knowledge, the basis of democracy's majority rule. The majority want equality, not duopoly tools. People fill the ballot boxes hoping something will change, but whoever wins makes their own decisions for gain. Of the large investors, stakeholders, business owners, honoured friends, it is just a system to keep them in the top 1%. While we barely stay afloat, half the country didn't vote, but they are the voice of the people. That's a joke. Let's not even get into the scandals and the sex abuse, the paedophilia and the murders and all the necks and nooses. It's a devious skill, they're trained to make excuses. Clips, gold, trade and parky, you'll bring the truth, kid.
There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.